This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, the last few days, yesterday and the day before, Muslims around the world celebrated the day of Ashura by fasting it and offering fast during this day. And the celebration of Ashura is into the memory of Musa alayhi salam and the victory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have granted him over Fir'aun and his soldiers. And that's the reason that we celebrate Ashura, no for other reasons, not because of the death of al-Husayn or anything of that nature. That's not why in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we celebrate the day of the Ashura. It's because in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to fast. And he said, whoever fasts that day, Allah erased the sins of the previous year. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have more rights over Musa than the Jews. So he ordered the Muslim to fast it as well and to celebrate it as well by offering the fast in that day. And I have some few points to share in regard to this historical event that took place, because there is no story was repeated in the Quran as many times as the story of Musa alayhi salam. The reference of Musa alayhi salam stories almost 136 times, if it's not more. 136 times. He is the one prophet who was mentioned in the Quran the most. The story of Musa is the story that was mentioned the most. You know, most of the Meccan surah, there is a mentioning of the story of Musa. Ali Imran, Al-Baqarah, wa Ali Imran, and Al-An'am, Wal-A'raf, Wal-Isra, wa Yunus, wa Taha, wa Shu'ara, wa Hud, and many other surahs filled with information and detailed information about the story of Musa alayhi salam from the beginning to end. That's mainly because these stories are full of lessons for us to learn from. And the trials of Bani Israel and our own trials bear a very similar resemblance. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anh said, whatever happened to the children of Israel will happen to you. I'm not sure if there is anyone among us, any Muslims, will end up worshipping the calf. قال ما أشبه ما أشبهنا ببني إسرائيل لكن لا أدري هل نعبد العجل أم لا أو هل يوجد في هذه الأمة من يعبد العجل أم لا. At this time, I would like to share some few reflections about the story of Musa عليه السلام and that historical event when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him victory over Fir'aun and his soldiers. We must first realize that this day, as I said, is a day of celebration where good prevailed over evil. And that's in itself something deserve recognition. And that should be something applying every time we win a battle against something wrong or bad or evil in our life or at our the level of our community or the level of our society at large. By being successful to Allah, being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the oppressed rose above the oppressor, it is something bring relief to us. We are happy for it as Muslims. Generations after generation knew of this day and celebrated it. Even the pre-Islamic Arab used to honor this day, and some would fast it as well, even before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our recognition of this event is significant, in that it shows us that bonds of faith, truth, and justice are stronger than any other bonds. It's interesting that the bonds of faith and truth and justice, it is much, much powerful than any other bond that you think of. A race, national, tribal, or you know, social status, or any others. The Prophet ﷺ told us that we have more of right to celebrate Musa than even the Jews did. Even though our race, language, culture, and time are all different. But yet he said, أَنْتُمْ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْهُمْ. Because the bonds of iman, of faith, is stronger than the bond of blood and culture. This event gives us hope and reminds us that all oppression, even extreme tyranny like Fir'aun, will eventually be destroyed. إن فرعون علا في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين.
Indeed, Pharaoh exalted himself in the land and made its people into factions, oppressing a sector among them, slaughtering their newborn sons, and keeping their females alive. Indeed, he was of the corrupts, or the corruptors, al-mufsidin. This incident reminds us that victory will eventually be for the believers, the patient, and the oppressed, regardless of how powerful the oppressor is or how long the oppression lasts. And that's an important lesson as we see many cases in many parts of the world that the oppressed feels hopeless and sees no future for their case. And I say, don't ever give up. By looking at the story of Fir'aun and Musa, you would never think that there is a hope for Bani Israel. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that hope to them, that victory to them.
وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ.
And we want to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land and make them leaders and make them inheritors and establish them in the land and show Pharaoh and his ministers, his soldiers, his army, and his minister Haman specifically, and their soldiers, through them that which they had feared, which is the freedom of the children of Israel, and that they will be free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in many verses similar concept, that the victory will come and relief will come. And that's something we should deeply believe in. Another point, this incident and this historical event illustrates how Allah is the best of planners. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. Allah says in the Quran, Allah come upon them from where they had not expected. When Allah plot against the plotters, plot against the deceivers, against the corrupt, the corruptors, against the oppressor, you wouldn't be surprised how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring destruction to them. Pharaoh commanded that all the Israelites, newborns, to be killed in order to protect his kingdom. Yet, that was this very command that caused Musa to be cast into the river and ended up in Pharaoh's home, where he could learn the ins and outs of Pharaoh's life. That same command that meant to protect his kingdom was the reason for his kingdom to collapse later on, because that boy wouldn't reach Pharaoh's house if that command was not there. He will not be having all his knowledge and became so powerful and known and respected if that wasn't the case. Allah caused the love of the infant Musa to enter the heart of Pharaoh's wife. Pharaoh's own wife loved Musa, and as a result of that, she was among the first to believe in Musa when he declared his prophethood. And she became a Muslim. And that a fraction inside Pharaoh's house, as well as Mashtat Pharaoh later on, the hairdressers in his house, and Islam and religion and believing in Musa and his message starts spreading inside his house until it collapsed. It's amazing. See, another incident in that story, Pharaoh wanted to demonstrate his power and to show that Musa is a liar. So what did he do? He called the magicians of Egypt. That's right. And not only that, he said, let's do the debate in public in front of everyone. Not in private in the palace. No, no. The arrogance led him to ask all people of Egypt to gather in a holiday. And he gathered everyone. يَمَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ وَأَيُّحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى. And I will make sure to bring everybody, all this crowd together, so they can witness this day. And he brought the magicians to show his power, who believed in him. And all of a sudden Allah come to him from where he never expect to be defeated, which is through these same magicians that meant to give victory to Pharaoh, they actually give victory to Musa over Pharaoh.
فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى.
So the magicians fell down in prostration. They said, we have believed in the Lord of Harun and Musa. Pharaoh said, you believed him. Before I give you permission, he think he's powerful. Indeed, he is your leader who has taught you magic. So I will surely cut off your hands and your feet and on opposite sides. And I will crucify you on the trunks of palm trees. But did that change anything from what they declared? No. It made them more committed to continue believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story teaches us to trust Allah's promise and to trust His infinite wisdom, even when we don't understand why something is happening and why this is happening this way. You should trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever He planned for you is the best of plan. I'm sure the Musa's mother couldn't understand why would she throw her own son in the river to cast him in a box and just cast him in the river. I'm sure the people at that time don't understand how can their sons will be slaughtered. How can Musa will be saved? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told her, just put him in the river. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ وَلِتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. And we restored him to his mother that she might be content and not grieve, and that she would know, not only her, but all of us, know that the promise of Allah is true. But most of the people do not know. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The children of Israel, the Israelites, they doubted the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at one point. And they questioned Musa in many places, many times. قَالُوا أُوذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا قَالَ عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يُهْلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. They have asked, Ya Musa, you brought harm to us. What's this situation that we are in? We're living fear. We don't know what Pharaoh will do to us. They doubted. But Musa have confirmed to them that the promise of Allah is true. Again, when he was followed by Pharaoh and his soldiers, and they reached to the sea, some of the Israelites had doubts. Where is the victory of Allah that we've been promised? But Musa told them what? قال كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِي رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. He said, no, indeed with me is my Lord, and He will guide me. And He indeed did. Victory sometimes comes at the hands of the believers in Allah. And other times, Allah destroys the disbelievers directly, such as the sea with Musa's case with Fir'aun, such as in Al-Ahzab, Allah sent that wind that destroyed the tribes that gathered around Medina. You don't know where the victory will come from. Ashura reminds us that disbelief and arrogance go hand in hand. Absolutely. Go hand in hand. As arrogance blinds a person from seeing the most obvious of signs. Faith is not only a matter, that shows us that faith is not only a matter of reasoning only. It is a spiritual, emotional state and a matter of the heart. That's why Allah sent so many signs to Fir'aun and his people, and they didn't believe in it. And what shows you the arrogance? That when Fir'aun and his soldier saw the sea split and Musa and his followers and the children of Israel crossing on a solid land in the middle of the sea. Can you imagine that the sea split two sides like the mountains of water, and there is a solid land in the middle, and Allah made this in front of everybody's eye. That shows you that this is a miracle. This is something beyond humans. What Fir'aun did? Did he say, you know, don't mess with this guy? No. فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ. He followed them with his soldiers. Arrogance. And that's what led them to be all drowned. Amazing. This day reminds us that we always must try to turn to Allah and humble worshiping during times of trials and calamity, and continuously pray for our safety and success. And we're living in a time of crisis. We should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer and begging and asking Him for safety and success. We should not be arrogant in a time of crisis. We should always be humble and on our knees, asking for His forgiveness and admitting our shortcoming.
فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ.
So they said, upon Allah do we rely. Our Lord, make us not objects of trial for the wrongdoing people, and save us by your mercy from the disbelieving people. Said Musa to his people, seek help through Allah and be patient. Indeed, the earth belongs to Allah. He caused to inherit it whom He wills, and of His servants, and the best outcome is for the righteous. For the righteous.
قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين. وأوحينا إلى موسى وأخيه أن تبوأ بقومكم وبمصر بيوتا واجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة وبشر المؤمنين.
When they could not go to the temple to pray, Allah ordered them to pray at their homes. It's a time of prayers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us relief and safety and security in our homes, our lands, in our city, in our country, and in the, around the world, and to save those who are oppressed, and to free the land who those who have been their lands taken away and occupied. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. Ashura teach us that humans will be tested even after gaining the upper hand. Gaining the upper hand. قال عسى ربكم أن يهلك عدوكم ويستخلفكم في الأرض فينظر كيف تعملون. Your Lord will destroy your enemy and grant you succession in the land, and see how you will do. You today may be not a father, but tomorrow you might be. Today you don't have a family, but tomorrow you will be responsible for one. Today you're in charge of people, tomorrow you might be in charge of people. Today you don't have a high position, but tomorrow you might be. Or you are now, and Allah will see what you do. You don't have such much money, but Allah will give you the money to see what you will do. So even after you succeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see how you will act. After Allah gives you what you want to see, you don't have knowledge. Tomorrow you will have knowledge, what you will do with it. And everything. As we watch the collapse and the chaos in Afghanistan, the old regime, and the rise of the Taliban again to take over, it's just a reminder to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give victory to whomever you want, to see what they will do. Interesting days we're living in. We also learn that loyalty to the truth and what is right is prioritized and take more priority above any other loyalties. We cannot let our personal bonds get in the way of removing oppression, saying the truth, and establishing what is just and right. قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَ وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَ مِنْ عُمْرِكَ سِنِينَ. Fir'aun telling Musa, didn't we raise you among us like a child? Aren't you like a son to me? Now you're turning against me? And you remain among us for years of your life, thinking that this bond will make Musa change his position. One of the things that we learn from this successful story of Musa alayhi salam, with the success of Musa alayhi salam, that admitting our mistakes and learning from them is crucial. But this should never leave us hostage to our past failures. We must have faith in our ability to grow,
to change, so we may move forward in life better for what we have learned through our mistakes. That's why he said to him, وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَا وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Yes, I did what I did in the past, and I was wrong. I was misguided when I did what I did, Musa said. But Allah have guided me, have given me wisdom and prophethood, and appointed me as one of the messengers. Look at the confidence. We learn from this incident that Musa alayhi salam, when Allah chose him to be a prophet, he said, can I have my brother with me to help me? You know, I'm not that eloquent like him. This story behind Ashura teach us that all of us work to come and go, and we feel that we need one another. Teaches activists and educators and all those who are working for positive change to work together and complement one another's effort. We complement one another and we help one another with our personal strength. There's many to be said, many lessons to be shared. We learn the status of fasting as an act of worship from Ashura, noble act. That why it was chosen to be the way to show your gratitude to Allah. We learn that celebration and festival and holiday, not days of disobedience, days of drinking and partying and making haram, as some people turn holidays to be associated with haram thing. It's a days of ibadah. It's a day of salah. It's a day of siyam. It's a day of dhikr lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the end, that this also fasting the day of Ashura teach us the importance of establishing the uniqueness of Muslims. Muslims are intended to be unique, especially in their way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will celebrate 2 days, not 1 day. Not like the Jews, they celebrate as 1 day, we're going to do 2 days. That's just to make us always aim high. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who, when they do an act of worship, they reflect upon it. And there is many to be said and to be mentioned about the story of Musa alayhi salam, but I hope this will inspire us to look at it with a deeper look, with a more deeper understanding of it. So we just not to do the act of worship without having a real impact on our views and our way, the wisdoms and the outcome that is expecting from celebrating such beautiful day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and to protect all of us and to heal those who are sick and to protect our community and our loved one from the evilness of this pandemic and from the whole world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put his mercy on those who passed away, among our parents, family members, friends and loved one and everyone who passed away from our ummah. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna wa'akrim nuzulana. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-huda wa'at-tuqa wa'al-afafa wa'al-ghina. Aati nufusana taqwaaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaaha. Allahumma ya hayyu ya qayyum aslih ahwal al-muslimina fi kulli makan. Ijma'ahum ala al-haqq wal-khayri wal-huda ya dhal jalali wal-ikram. في أفغانستان وفي فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي كشمير وفي كل مكان. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام رحمك بإخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين المشردين اللاجئين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اطفئ نار الحرب والفتنة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام بين المسلمين. وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.